Welcome to 3 weeks, One Heart, a journey to deepen Ahavas Yisrael, from head to heart. One can know something intellectually, but just having knowledge doesn't necessarily translate into action. Here's a common example that many of us can probably relate to. We know that junk food, ultra-processed food that comes out of bags or boxes, with enough chemicals to make their shelf life rival that of a fossil, is not very good for us. These foods don't provide much nutrition, and we don't even feel great after eating them. But they taste so good, and they're so convenient. Even though we know better, our knowledge doesn't automatically change our behavior. Rav Yisrael Salander, the founder of the Mussar movement, said, "The furthest distance in the world is from the head to the heart." Knowledge is the first step to making change. If you want to improve your nutrition, for example, you need to know which foods nourish your body and which don't. But your health won't improve unless you work to have your knowledge impact your behavior. Over the last few days, we explored three intellectual frameworks to help make the fulfillment of the Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha more achievable. I'm going to review those concepts to help solidify our intellectual basis for understanding the mitzvah of loving a fellow Jew, but these concepts are only valuable if they move us to actually work on increasing our practice of loving a fellow Jew. Concept number one, a singular spiritual entity. The Jewish people may have separate bodies. I'm here, you're there. But the spiritual reality is that we are part of one unit. Adam Atem. We are described in the singular. Our souls are bound together and interconnected. If I hurt you, I'm actually hurting myself. And when I love and care for you, I'm benefiting myself. The more we can see each other as part of one another, rather than as an other, the more natural it will be for us to love each other. Concept number two, Hashem's children. The bond between Hashem and the Jewish people is like a father and child. It's both a zuchus to love and care for a child of the Ribono Shel Olam, and doing so provides the tremendous opportunity to give Hashem pleasure, because a father experiences pleasure when his children are cared for. And bonus points, Hashem repays us measure for measure in our treatment of his children. Hashem is kind to those who are kind, merciful to those who are merciful, and Hashem loves those who love his children. And concept number three, created in Hashem's likeness. Each Jew was created b'dmus d'yokdo, in the likeness of Hashem. Every Jew is a chelik elukal mimal mamish, a piece of Hashem mamish, actually. The common thread through each of these three concepts is that no Jew is an island. The spiritual reality is one that is overflowing with connections and interconnections. No Jew stands alone. The fellow Jew whom we are obligated to love is part of you, is deeply bonded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by their very nature, and at the soul level is a piece of the divine. The more we can internalize these concepts, work to have them travel that long distance from our head to our heart, the better equipped we will be to fulfill the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. 3 weeks, One Heart is dedicated by Chana Sara, Li'ilui Nishmas, her mother, Vinette Schimmel, Mendel Bas Moshe Yosef, and Shane Doldina, who imbued her family with a love of Hashem and the magnificence of Shabbos.